today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think that you wouldn't have gotten caught with that scorecard thing if you didn't give yourself 16 on the front nine.
I gave Rob, they would say, you know what they would say?
What?
I gave everybody a birdie. That's the way. Hey, Mike, we don't need to play. I've gotten that. Hey, Mike, we don't even need to play. We'll just give everybody even par.
Either way.
Why am I channeling?
What are you doing?
Probably saves lives. Either way, I suggest you stand a post.
Anyway, I don't know. Now I've morphed into a few good men.
Few good men. Last time I paid $400 for a pair of shoes, they corrected a very serious problem.
But you were running away from those bullies.
I was.
Yeah.
Run, well, he was Robbie, trying. Run.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to.
Yeah, and then they broke free, and then finally you realized they had been corrected.
No, with Rob they didn't.
No, with Rob they didn't. Beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, he fell.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. To the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What? Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Ha, everybody. It's a Thursday episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. We are absolutely delighted to have you along. We are as happy as an inverted pilot.
Oh.
Sorry, I watched Flight last night with Denzel, the alcoholic pilot.
He saved
pilot.
A ton of lives.
God, what a great man. I am absolutely, my man crush for Denzel has never waned.
Oh,
I'm on a
great
kick right now where I am watching snippets of Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington in The Equalizer.
Oh, yeah.
Where he almost appears to go to the verge of crying before he locks the door and just murders everyone in the room. God, I love that man.
No, and then there are not a lot of actors you can say this, but I think Denzel has never made a bad movie, has he?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Oh,
I'm sure there are a few clunkers. The one that Carla hates is the Broadway play that they made into a movie. I think it's with
he plays a father who's a trash man.
Yeah, right.
I watched
and
it.
Carla hated that.
It's not as good as it's supposed to be.
It's not like, you know, it's not what
critical
we want
acclaim
from Denzel. Critical acclaim out the wazoo.
Well, he was also not the hero.
No.
Like,
no,
so
not
you
at
used
all.
To be,
no.
You used to see him, like, avenge someone's, you know, the drug dealer around the corners. Like,
that took my hero away.
Yes.
That took my hero away.
In that one film, he is the villain.
Yeah, villain.
Coolest move in the world. And there are a bunch of them in this movie, Flight. Denzel talking to the passengers on the plane as he is pouring himself a screwdriver, as he is emptying vodka bottles into his carton of orange juice. Just fantastic. Wouldn't want to be on that plane.
No.
And as it turns out, everybody didn't want to be on that plane. But anyway, it was fantastic.
He was a drunkard.
He was a drunk.
Yes.
He was a drunk.
But he did save lives.
He saved lives.
Do I not remember that film correctly?
Yeah.
At the end, once he inverted, he did save lives.
Yeah, but
either way.
Why am I channeling?
What are you doing?
Probably saves lives. Either way, I suggest you stand a post.
Anyway, I don't know. Now I've morphed into a few good men.
Few good men. Yeah.
Are you watching Flight Attendant on HBO Max?
Or the Flight Attendant? Is that the one with Kaylee Kuwakuwoku?
You're gonna love it. All she does is
cuckoo.
For Bang
the first
guys.
For the first season, she's.
She gets
a flight
trashed.
Attendant, and she gets blacked out, and like finds her way through this world of espionage and murder.
Yes,
and I just had the parallel because of the airline pilot and the flight attendant, and then getting hammered on a regular basis.
I don't like shows about drinking.
Oh, does that entice you?
No, it doesn't actually.
But you know, I thought about you after this. I thought about you, you know, and how we, we're taking a leap of faith with you in a way.
What do you mean?
You know?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean,
he's inverted.
You know, we don't know if he's inverted. Really.
Oh yeah, I don't know the truth. Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
He could be getting hammered.
No, I mean, I'm more likely to be inverted before I stop drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, we are. You live in an environment. If you were in a major corporate environment, you might have to, you know, have a pee test every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might have to.
Before you do that, it was know offered. This. Know this. I eat a lot of asparagus now, so don't enter into this lightly. But yeah. No, I'm absolutely, absolutely dry as far as that goes. 100%.
Yeah. No, I believe you. But, you know, what are you going to say now? What? He's all excited.
Well,
your brother gets excited.
He does.
He bouncing around in his chair because he wants to say something.
Well, you teed him up.
I said, look, in fairness, we offered promises. You're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But by the way, both establishments offered promises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not promises, but, you know, brochures and opportunities. Near Luray Cavern to go and dry out. And he said, no, I got this, and you got it.
Yeah, I would like to go to Luray Caverns if the company would pay for it, though. They've got a stalagmite organ. I hear that's sensational.
He's got it, according to him.
Well, Carrie and I sidebar text, and she said that he's dry, so.
I believe he's dry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You believe he's dry.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing while she's in surgery, but, you know, when she's around.
No, you don't have any idea? I mean, you're still down in the basement at night?
Not as much. I mean, I work down there a little bit and then come up and, you know.
So do you spend less time down there now that you're not hooching it?
Probably. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that was essentially your sin bin.
My sin bin?
Yeah, you go down there and that was like, oh, it's go
that
time.
Was my drank tank.
Yeah. Right?
So I need to address something. I tell people that ask about this show. Often, almost on a weekly basis, they'll say, well, what is it? Sports, politics? I said, we will occasionally talk about sports. We will occasionally talk about politics. But that's not the gist of it. It's really three guys busting each other's balls.
That's
how I describe the show. However, every now and then, a series of events comes together where I just have to get some stuff off my chest. And what I wrote down today on the program was a message to my Republican friends.
Ah.
And they are my friends. They are my friends. And I'd like to say this. The message to my Republican friends is, it's kind of up to you.
Mm.
That, and when I'm saying kind of up to you, you're saying, well, what are you talking about? I'm saying the future of our democracy.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that there are many, 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 many people on the right and card-carrying members of the Republican Party that love to win but are not, like, out there. And then, as I was driving and having a discussion with Pony before the show and describing the individual that I drove by today, and in parts of the country, you will see this. And he has an American flag flying from the back of his pickup truck. And then he has the Florida flag flying from his pickup truck. And if one of you wants to bring up a picture of the Florida flag,
sure.
I would appreciate that so you could show the listeners.
Is it still is it the same one? Is it the meth lab still on the flag?
No, it's a little worse, to be perfectly honest.
Dear.
Well, I'll let you decide.
I'm
when
looking.
You see a picture of the Florida flag, you tell me
why
that flag might have been flown.
Something's wrong with this picture.
Flying in that that blue and red font is F Joe Biden.
Oh.
Flying out in the middle for everybody to see. And I've seen that, as I've mentioned, multiple times down here. And there it is.
Does it
that remind you of?
Does it really have those red crossbars on it?
Yes.
You're
That's
kidding.
The Florida flag. Yeah, welcome to like opening your eyes and realizing it's a big world out there.
It's totally a ripoff of the stars and bars of the Confederacy.
Precisely. So I see this, and then I see, you know, and I've seen it before, and it's it kind of raises my hackles,
I see a treasure map X.
X marks the spot.
That's where you dig.
Yeah.
No, it's not what it is.
Chester Copper Pot.
So I see this and it raised my hack, but I'm certainly not going to engage in any kind of road rage.
One-eyed
God
Willie.
Knows the odds are overwhelming that inside of that vehicle will be a weapon of some kind, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, a bumper sticker that says, Black Guns Matter. Hardy har har, hardy har har. And after reading that, I thought I would pop in here. And with the recent events of the Supreme Court, and then the bipartisan legislation that got through the committee in the Senate, where there was cooperation with some reasonable legislation proposed, I thought I'd talk to reasonable people and say, you know what? I get it. And now, what the false equivalency people or the equivalency for everything people are going to say is, well, you have extremists in your party, too. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. I agree with you. But I am not, you know, I am not talking to them. I am saying that I think that Democrats, and hear me out here, I think Democrats are a lot like me. I'm one, and I think I behave typically like one, and I'm going to tell you how I feel. I feel like things ain't going that well, and I've lost a head of steam after the presidential election was over. We elected Joe Biden as president, and I think there are many people in my party that breathed a sigh of relief that we didn't want to go through four more years of this.
Yeah.
And the world may have done it, but you can be whatever. I'm not arguing the point other than saying I'm telling you how I felt about it. Since that time, and I think voter turnout in certain Democratic primaries would indicate this, there's a bit of, hey, apathy.
Yeah.
Hey, apathy, including your boy here. I don't feel that same urgency and passion. And I am deluged every day, perhaps every 3 hours or so with, we have to do this. Make sure you send this. They send you surveys. How do you feel about Mitch McConnell? And you know, early on, you get rubed in and you go, oh, well, I'll answer that survey. Yeah. And then it's putting the arm on you for money. Constant. I'm burned out. I block numbers.
They try a lot of different methods. And a lot of them lately for me have been, hey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, they try to like seem almost personal when they're just putting the touch on you for 5 or 10.
I think you're right, but I think this is why we have to triple down and understand that, yeah, there was a big letdown after the presidential election, but you know what happens after the letdown? The Supreme Court decides to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
If you don't want our other rights that we care about to basically be in jeopardy, we have to reengage.
God, have we've switched hats, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that's carrying the torch, and I'm the one that's saying it just doesn't matter.
Well, it always matters.
It matters, but what I'm saying is I will vote. I will support candidates. I will donate to causes. I will continue. I am saying I fear that my party has tremendously lost its mojo. And the party that's out of power is always the one that gets there. So what I'm saying is to my Republican friends, and there are many who listen to this show, I'm saying, please, please, please support the good guys. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not talking about guys that agree with me politically. I'm talking about reasonable human
beings.
Don't
let them take away gay marriage.
Well, I mean, are you talking about like the Supreme Court?
Well, no, it's starting with
Roe v. Wade, and then moving into gay rights and all that.
I'm the first to say that, and Mike is right. Like I am part of the problem. I was apathetic as a younger man, and even now, I imagine if you've dedicated your entire life for the greater good, you're just a little tired. But if you truly believe in what you say and what you've been banging the drum for the last 20 years or what you think this country's about.
Talking about me?
I'm people like you that are tired. You got to dig deep. You got to dig deep.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about me because, I mean, when I'm talking about me,
man.
I plan on, you know, I'll never not vote.
Right.
I will never not support candidates. I will never not get vocal. but I'm also.
But are you rolling, get local?
I'm rolling my eyes more than I ever have because I say this division, the idea that someone would fly a flag in the United States of America that says F a sitting president, be they Republican or Democrat,
it's crazy.
That's a new frontier.
Literally yeah, it is.
That's
crazy
a new
town.
And by the way, it's a new idiot frontier. They're absolute idiots that do this.
Mike, I think I know how you feel, and I'd like to play a song for you, if I may.
Okay.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to,
Are you bummed? Because
I'm bummed more than I ever have been at where we are.
Right.
With the division. I think that everything, it's always been too... We've been divisive in this country forever.
Yes.
Almost since the founding fathers. But I'm going to tell you that I've never seen anything quite like this, where all that matters is your team. I don't feel that way. I would be extremely happy to take a moderate Republican and say, are you going to lead us out of this and value things like intellectual accomplishment and things and civility and go back to that? This deal, we've allowed this bottom feeding group of absolute scumbags to gain a toehold and now rise to the main part of this Republican Party. And, you know, what do you say when you get a kid? You're driving along with an 8-year-old and you see F and some little squiggly logo, whatever, CK. Joe Biden, and you know, what world do we live in here now where it doesn't matter whether it's the truth or not, it's just my team or your team, and I will go as low as humanly possible and do that. That's why I'm speaking to the Republican people out there and saying, just, there are primaries all over the place where there's a reasonable guy and then there's some ass hat. And I'm saying Republicans, who are probably going to take over Congress, elect the moderate, elect the person that's a reasonable human being.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Your point has been clarified. I agree with you. I'm not, you know, if you're a Republican, you're evil. If you're a Democrat, you're good. I'm in the middle. I want the person that has some common sense and actually cares about their constituency and the country to be in office. What I don't want is, and what scares the S out of me, is for someone like you, who basically had a billboard on the corner of his busy street in Manassas, Virginia, in a presidential election. I don't want people like you to step away from wanting to, make a difference.
I have to tell you something, Oscar. I had that billboard in my yard because not only, and I don't care who wants to throw darts and go, oh, yeah. Not only was I out of my mind excited over the prospect of the first African-American being elected president, but that man who happened to be running to be the first African-American president was, I think, the last truly inspiring individual, the way he lived his life, the way he was cool, the way he had swagger, the way where I was so super proud of that. I was just totally jacked. I don't know if I would pop, in that neighborhood every single guy. They hit me for it a couple of times after that where I didn't feel like doing it because they didn't have a connection. A lot of people felt that way. It's why I got elected. A lot of people had that connection. And then what we didn't realize is that, were there a lot of people that really hated that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really hated that. Black guns matter. Nice f***ing bumper sticker. What do you mean by that? You're going to shoot people because your guns matter? Is that what it is? I don't know. But we've come a long way, baby. So when I reach out to the people on the right, and just say, I might disagree with a lot of things you're saying, but if you could promise me civility and respect, and more importantly than that, honoring the system that we all live under, which I'm not aware of any better system than we have right now.
Correct.
I'd love to consider voting.
What about this? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you said before that, you know, politics have been divisive since the very beginning. Yeah. I don't think divisive is the right word. I think
look at Lincoln. Watch the movie Lincoln. It's kind of close.
Yeah, but there's been civil disagreements. But it's gotten long. I think the ugly divisiveness is a relatively recent thing. Because I mean, if you go back 30 years,
as far as the way I see it, when you're flying a flag that says F.
Yeah, you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't have seen that 25 years
ago. What about the platform that says no more wackadoos?
Hmm.
See, that's good.
Love that.
Right?
Love that. Bring me the candidate. Yeah. Bring me the candidate. Yeah. You know? Bring me the candidate that, because you look, I see the other side too, up close and personal. Not down here that much.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I also see fear from people that are on the left that don't want to share because there's such hatred that comes from that. And I said to Pony, and Pony, you can testify to this, that before the show, I said to you, Pony's left.
He's an extremist. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you really think he's an extremist? I don't know his politics that well.
Oh, Mike.
That he's an extremist?
He listens to every,
yeah,
like every extremist.
It's true.
He does.
On the other side.
He does.
Like, he knows more about Alex Jones than Alex Jones knows about Alex Jones.
I'd like to bring more of that onto the show. I'd like to bring clips onto the show. Yeah. You know what? I just say, Pony.
Oh, I'll get him.
The thing is,
he listens to a show.
Go ahead, grab him.
That listens to clips.
Yeah.
Of clips of Alex Jones. That's how deep he's
in. It's like the show they would run after the zombie show on AMC. Exactly. The Walking Dead, but it's the Walking Dead version of the Alex Jones show.
It's the Bachelorette after show.
Yeah, it's After the Rose with Alex Jones.
That's how deep he is.
I want a, oh God, I want a nicer country back. And I'm willing to give up a lot of crap for that. You know what I mean? I'm willing to eat some S sandwiches for that. I really am. And I would hope the other side might be, that moderates on the other side might be willing to eat a little S sandwich as well.
Do you remember the pain everybody, or not that, maybe the pain is the wrong word, or it could be. This is the same feeling, but this has been dragged out for 4 years. But for that one, like, 3 month or two quarters of a year of fighting about Obamacare, where everybody was like, how dare you? Why would we?
Yeah.
And you and I are sitting here, and as a younger man at that point, I was like, I'm willing to pay more for the greater good.
Well, now we have it, and nobody wants to give it up.
Yeah,
that's
right?
What they're afraid of is that once it gets, like, voted into legislation, once it becomes law of the land, they can't kill it.
Right.
Because people go, what?
Yeah.
And they can use this. Oh, by the way, I know this is a total sidebar, but I have to because I know I'm going to get some fan mail about this.
Yes.
Watched another episode of The Simpsons last night with my kid. I'd like to retract that statement that I didn't care for the Streetcar Named Desire production because we watched the one where Homer doesn't want to go to church. And I probably laughed my ass off for the entire episode.
It's a great one.
So
Reverend Lovejoy.
Yeah. Oh, God. and Flanders. I mean, just spectacular. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the whole point, I'd be willing to say, all right, what do you want? You know, what do you want me to give up, you know, for this? And just, I want to move back
to. I think we've already given it up.
I said to Pony.
Women's rights.
Well,
like,
gone.
Yeah, but it's not going to change anything because people say that will embolden people.
I've never been one, and I still don't understand it. I'm okay with being self-aware that I have to learn more about the process, but I, for the first time, Googled stack the court.
Yeah. 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 As far as like add justices.
Well, you thought it was something that had to do with the Showtime Lakers?
No, the NBA Finals came up.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, I don't want that. I mean, the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I agree with it. I'm only because right now, the environment we're in right now, because things haven't changed. And now I'm contradicting myself by saying, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I get worried that we've got such an agenda on the court. And stack it with, you know what? If you do that, here, this brings up my, stack the court, but don't stack it. Stack it with balance. Bring it back to right about here, where we got half and half.
Yeah.
Not all our people, you know what I mean? and bring it to where it would be. But then, you know,
you'll never see that.
You'll never see that
because, I mean, that's one of the advantages of being in office is the appointment of people that agree with you. And again, that's why people never really grab it and wrap their head around how powerful a Supreme Court appointment is, because it lasts for sometimes 30, 40, 50 years.
I have to say that when I read an article now about the election deniers had a bad night in a certain primary, that makes me feel, okay, that meant that there were Republican candidates that recognized the validity of the election. And I said, okay, well, that's somebody that's got the balls to just say, you know, let's not be ridiculous here and let's go on and let's move on.
That makes me
happier than a Democratic victory in some cases. But there are
There are fewer of those headlines as of late.
There seem to be. It's a little bit all over the place. You know, it really is. And I just want to see. I want to see us do whatever we can to getting back to a nation where we can have a good, spirited argument. I have to have my kid look at that flag. I want to jump out of my car and rip it down. Yeah. It makes me so upset. It really does.
I have an honest question, and I don't know how old you were, and this isn't an old joke. So it's not a bit, and I'm not setting anything.
This is not a bit.
We've been over this before. Yes. All right. I did not have dinner with Aaron Burr that night. All right.
Did you see the code on the back of the declaration?
I saw him in a restaurant.
No, that's it. No,
I used the old man pronunciation.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, I'm sorry, when Nixon resigned from office, did you feel like something was wrong with like, did your parents at home?
I thought something was wrong with Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think something was wrong with the country. I think, and I'm working off 1968.
Yeah, 'cause you're still a little kid.
I'm not even 10 years old. Yeah. I'm working, 74 when he resigned.
Yeah, but you had a fake ID. I remember you voted for Nixon.
You started
smoking. I had a cocktail in my hand.
A cigarette.
I think my memory of 1974, so how I'm 1960, 1969, 15.
I'm
10.
You started smoking.
I'd be 14, 15 years old. Yeah, I'm already self-awareness, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
when you
saw
Nixon?
Yeah. Oh, I always got. Yeah.
You love a man with a heavy beard.
So excited. I don't think my memory with my my family was it was the guy. It was a failure of the guy.
Like he messed up.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Well, there's your Republic. But at the same time.
What do you think of 15? And I asked that because what do you think a 15-year-old thinks about and when they hear the January 6th? Like,
I don't think a 15-year-old is nearly as engaged. You don't have there is so much bandwidth when you're talking about culture and information and everything. There's so much going on in their lives. You know, they're not paying attention. Like the January 6th, if this was 1975, 1976, the January 6th hearings would be on all three networks, and that's all we would be
all day watching. Yeah,
you'd hear about it. Nobody gives a rat's ass about it now. You've got it on CNN and MSNBC,
did find out some important stuff. Like our president uses enough ketchup at lunch that when he throws a plate against the wall, it splatters.
I didn't hear my politics.
Yes.
I have to give a nod to the Lincoln Project. They are replaying the hearings. Like, you know, a bridge from the breaks, just the meat, everything that, and the hearings are, they're replaying them on their podcast. And that's where I get to catch up.
Right. Right. Well, that's good.
And I'm sitting there. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, WTF, is this how people felt when they learned about Nixon? Like, I can't believe what's going on.
No, but Mike
here
is right. And I can remember even in, was it 86 or 7, the Oliver North trial? Mm-hmm. That was on every channel. And that was, I mean, it used to be more politically responsible and it was forced upon you. And now and, they can farm it out to sub networks and news networks.
I always used to mix up the show A Current Affair with the Iran-Contra Affair.
You know
I just
what?
Never knew what was coming on.
A Current Affair. That was Bill O'Reilly, right?
I thought
back
it was
in the
Maury Povich.
Yeah. Maury Povich, too.
Maybe it was Maury Povich, too.
Yeah.
Here's the way I've always looked at scandals since the Nixon era. I've always thought that when it comes to scandals in politics, you get, and by the way, they all have different kinds of scandals, but I think the majority of your scandals on the Republican side involve power. And a lot, and not that they're exclusive
right.
to the Republican
You're
Party.
You're painting with a broad brush.
Majority of scandals on the left involve the wiener.
Yes.
I've always thought that there are
Isn't
more
that
wiener
your,
scandals.
Your Gary Hart theory?
The Gary Hart theory, the John F. Kennedy theory, the Bill Clinton theory.
Yes.
You know, I think maybe a member of my family, I don't know. I'm not going to give credit to my father because someone in my family, I think somebody else said it, but he might have said it. That when it came to Nixon, they would say, well, what about John F. Kennedy? Well, John F. Kennedy used to like to F women. Nixon liked to F the country. That was a little line that
line.
You have for that.
By the bonfire.
But getting back to all of it, I want and I'm willing. Maybe it's because I'm around the people I'm around. I don't talk about it nearly enough. I get just as much crap, but not the same amount of crap. I will occasionally engage. I will occasionally. Like the other day, one of the guys said something to me. It was a scorecard mistake that I had put down. And somebody said, typical Democrat. And I'm walking by the table. I go, hey, how's that treason working out for you? and I just went, you know. And they expected of me.
Yeah,
and,
you
know, nobody's throwing a knife at me. It's way. But I think when it comes to the reality of it, and hey, Democrats, I'm really sorry, but the last I looked, you know, at the old economy, you know what I mean? What's the little measure?
That's
you know,
same,
I mean,
this is the same reason when Obama he inherited the
I
worst
agree.
Economy.
Yeah, that's not like, the way you know, Americans look
no
at it.
No one ever looks at it.
Well,
that
you're
way.
Not, we're not economists.
The last guy to score the touchdown.
Yeah,
that's the way it works. It always has.
It's
we
time
reap the
to
benefits on both sides.
What can we do?
And Mike, I think that you wouldn't have gotten caught with that scorecard thing if you didn't give yourself 16 on the front nine.
I gave Rob, they would say, you know what they would say?
What?
I gave everybody a birdie. That's the way. Hey, Mike, we don't need to play. I've gotten that. Hey, Mike, we don't even need to play. We'll just give everybody even par. And I'm like, hey, thank you guys.
Yeah, they're all...
Appreciate it.
They're all Chris Rock. They're all very funny.
that's my message to the people. There's a great middle out there. The great middle.
Mike,
you know?
The show, it's less than a mile and a half from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Our headquarters here, HQ in D.C.
Right.
Like, if you don't think we feel this friction, it is heavy. In this city, more so than I've ever felt. Like you could feel the apathy and pain during true COVID times where you were just scared. Now it's not. It's a different type of feeling in there.
Yeah,
it's like, is it okay for me to say this? Because if I say this, does that mean that we can't talk? It's your team or their team.
Mm-hmm.
In a world and a town that should exist in the middle because everybody does business with everybody.
I am here to say this, that the bumper sticker that will go on my car for 2024, the person I will suggest, I will support for the presidency will be the youngest candidate.
Mm.
Really?
That is, yeah. Well, I mean, I saw AOC on with Stephen Colbert, and I could care less about the politics of it. I just think she's striking, really. she truly is. That's it. That's my no.
That's your
I
platform.
Find her. Yeah. I have found her compelling. I've read everything about her. I have. I love to watch her speak, and I just I know she's hated. On the right, and vilified on the right, and I'm going to do more research.
What if but the but
I
what
also
if
know
the right
she's
comes
gonna,
up
she
with
be.
A younger candidate like Michael Cera?
Like who would be younger?
Yeah, who could be younger than her?
I have a decision to make. I have a decision to make. That's what I'll have to do. I have to figure out who I want to go.
I would love for you to use the show to get you press credentials. You go to like a big, big press event. Excuse me, Mr. Yeah. Candidate, how old are you?
You know I love Joe Biden.
Yes.
You know I do.
He's right? Not the youngest.
There was a still online today when I was reading about this is the end of the term for the Supreme Court. And Justice Breyer is going to be, is it Breyer or Beyer? Breyer.
I really don't
know. No one knows.
It doesn't
We're all
matter.
DJs.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Of course
He's
it
gone
matters,
now.
For Christ's sake.
Is it Wadhams?
And he will be replaced by Ketanji Brown.
Yes.
Stephen Breyer.
Mm-hmm. And so Ketanji Brown will be, Justice Brown will be replacing him. And there was a picture of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And the look on Joe Biden's face, it was a still, it was a bad moment. And he had that look where it's just like,
yeah.
And, that's where
the
I am with that right now.
He's got a stack scheduled.
He's
by
got
the way,
a totally stack scheduled.
If you are.
And by the way, if we elect the other guy in 2024, what do you think is going to be the deal with that? You know, that's going to be not only dementia, but crazy dementia.
I disagree. You know what I mean? I think that he's had 4 years to rest. He's going to be in great shape. He's going to be ready to make America pretty good again.
To my Republican brothers out there. I say this from the bottom of my heart. Meet me in the middle, and
meet me halfway.
No matter how much, spittle in the middle.
No, fiddle.
And
fiddle.
What? Fiddle?
Not spittle. I don't know what spittle means.
Spittle in the middle. Oh, you've never heard that expression?
No,
in the middle.
No.
It was a game you used
Neither
to play at camp,
no,
huh?
No, at American University.
Oh, sophomore, that game.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
But anyway,
no freshman. You're a freshman. You can't play spittle in the middle.
So
I think it was a fraternity pledging thing.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Do you get?
I say what?
Do you get the sense that people want this?
No, okay. I don't think anybody wants. What I'm saying is, meet us in the. Can we just be more cool with each other?
Be civil.
Can we just be more cool with it? We can still argue. We'll still argue, but let's just be cool. And there are factions on both sides. Go F them. F them. Oh, as far as the people that fly those flags, I do say that. Let's eliminate them from the deal.
I thought it was illegal to
By the way,
have
I also believe that will go away after this cult of personality goes away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that'll go away. That ain't going to be around forever.
Yeah.
But we gotta weather the storm right now to get through this until this guy, goes off to the farm somewhere.
We don't see a lot of that flag stuff where I live because you can't attach a flag to a crossover vehicle.
That's it. Leesburg, a planned community. That's wonderful. Anywho, I hope I made some sense.
I believe you did.
I don't know. And as far as AOC, I got to read more about why people hate her so bad.
Yes.
Because I just think she's just wonderful. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more on the show.
I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League. I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of Team OS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow!
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win.
Woo! I do. All the time. In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. The days of ultra-low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there within the mortgage industry. For example, one-third of all mortgages... Did you just play two different songs there?
No, it's a transition. There's the drums in the song. There's a drum
What is the song? I love the beginning of it.
It's Catch Us If You Can by the Dave Clark Five, but an instrumental track of it.
Man.
Be cool, Daddy-O.
Yeah, Daddy-O.
Wow. One-third of all mortgages are carrying PMI, And with the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refinance to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out for any reason. When it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between a win and a loss.
Ooh. Right?
When you're talking about getting a contract on that home you like so bad.
Just like the copy says, Oscar.
I'm sorry.
If you like a home so bad.
I'm sorry. It's been a brutal week.
AOC, you like her so bad, don't you?
I'm going to find out more.
Find out.
Take my advice. Call Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or refi, call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today. One of the longest running advertisers on our show. We're very grateful because they're local and we're thrilled with that. Call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of all TMOS listeners. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. And now, cue the news music.
Da News.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And, you know, as much as I might talk about AOC, I like me the movie stars, too. And
sure.
This is one of my faves. Cameron Diaz. Ooh, I love her. She's wonderful. She's coming out of retirement. Remember a few years back, she said she doesn't want to make movies anymore. And we have Tom Brady to thank for that. Cameron will star in an action comedy with Jamie Foxx called Back in Action. I like it already. Jamie announced the movie by posting audio of a phone conversation where he's trying to reassure Cameron about her decision to come back. I got to hear it. Do you have it anywhere?
I listened to it this morning. And
not
to me,
worth it.
Mike, it's fake. So
contrived.
Fake.
Okay.
It's so fake.
Good. I'm glad you're not playing it.
When she says, oh, is this Tom Brady?
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, she's coming back. I'm not even going to read the story now.
Married to a Maryland, a local Maryland.
Yeah. His name is RJ.
Oh, celebrity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to go back to work. I got to pay for the gas for my motorcycle. Hold on. I got this for this is for Rob.
Yeah.
I got to pay for the gas for my motorcycle. There we go. All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. R, for the first time as man and wife, Mr. RJ and Cameron Diaz.
Married to Benji Madden.
I've heard
Benji
of him.
Benji Matt.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
The rock.
From Good Charlotte.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great.
Hi,
Charlotte. Yeah.
Thanks for your support. Have you ever walked out of the theater during a movie? Well, Stephen King has. Once. He's only done it once
really?
As an adult. Yeah, Oscar's not going to like this. Would you like to guess the movie now with that tease that I just gave you? Mm. What movie he walked out of?
Christine.
No.
No.
No, that was his book.
That was the book about the car.
Transformers.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, the one directed by Michael Bay, not the 1986 animated one. Steven let his feelings be known on Twitter. He added, quote, would like to know what other movies people have walked out on. For anyone wondering why he'd randomly bring this up now, it was in response to a crime novelist who'd confessed to bailing on Jurassic World Dominion. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
New
Jurassic
guy.
World
yeah.
Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen it? Have you seen it?
Well, I haven't watched it.
I know
it.
That it's loud enough that it can disturb the people in the Elvis movie in the next theater.
Okay. God, you did a review of that Elvis movie. I want to see that.
See it this weekend. I really want to know what you think of it.
I don't think Stephen King's being brave. Like, this is...
I didn't say brave.
A lot of people his age don't like the Transformers movies.
Yeah, but brave. What got him there in the first place, then?
Hold on. Brave is putting together your own gas grill.
No, Oscar. Then- brave... is going golfing during the COVID outbreak and riding in your own cart.
Bravery is everywhere.
Everywhere if you know where to look.
Heroes are everywhere. Heroes. Do you like being called by your middle name?
No.
I know Rob doesn't. Oscar, what is your middle
Fernando.
Name?
Fernando.
Fernando. Oh.
Yeah.
Get ABBA alert. Group ABBA. Group ABBA alert.
Yes.
Do you like your middle name?
I love my middle name. Named
Fernando?
After named after a sibling, a little brother that my mom lost when she was 16. He was 11.
What a beautiful
That's
tribute.
A wonderful thing.
That's sweet. Yeah. That's
of tetanus, of all things.
Mine is Sean, S-E-A-N, not S-H-A-W-N, like Sean Anderson over at WTOP. There you go.
Fernanda. I don't think Sean's there anymore, by the way.
Do you know this song?
Oh, Don't Cry For Me, Fernando.
No.
That's Argentina. Oh. This is my this might be my favorite ABBA.
Really?
Song. Or ABBA.
It's a little drippy.
Is this about Fernando Venezuela?
No, it's about the character from Saturday Night Live.
You look marvelous. Absolutely.
This is a great song. You don't like this song, Rob?
I think I have other ABBA songs I like better than this. But I mean, ABBA's greatest hits is a disc you can drop and go the whole way through.
I know you're
number one. What's that?
Dancing Queen, of course.
That's well, Mike, when they take the time to write a song about you.
Okay. Anyway, middle names, getting back to it. Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson?
Yes.
Why do they start out with him? His middle name,
hot, baby,
is Paul Bruce Dickinson, so he uses his middle name.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people that are celebrities. Late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins was born Oliver Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst is William Frederick Durst.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Twisted Sister singer D. Snyder.
Ooh, Snyder.
He was born Daniel D. Snyder. Sir Paul McCartney was born...
Isn't it... is it Michael? Michael Paul McCartney?
I can't believe you don't know this.
Oh, my God.
James Paul McCartney. Forgive me.
Ah, he got it on the second go. James Paul McCartney.
Mm.
And Pink Floyd bassist singer Roger Waters is actually George Roger Waters.
Well,
so there's some
did
people
you know
that go with that.
Matt Bloom's middle name is Pony.
Matthew Pony Bloom.
Yes.
He will always be Pony to us. The 4th of July is a dangerous day for your fingers, but I bet some of you out there would rather lose a few digits than lose this. It turns out July 4th is also the most dangerous day of the year for your phone.
Really?
Mm.
Speaking of fireworks, I was wondering, are you going to have your normal plans at your house? Is Jennifer Wisniewski coming out to light all the fuses at your house on the 4th?
Well, you might want to speak to her
on this week's
bonus show.
I would love to talk to her.
As a matter of fact, as you know, I told you before, she will be bringing in all those fireworks that you're going to loan her.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Right?
And also,
those fireworks that you will have for the bonus show tomorrow.
Yes. You know what? Check your email. I'll give you an absolute list of them.
It'll be fun to hear her grunt when she brings... the big boxes
of fireworks.
Right.
Does she still use the really long lighter?
Rob and I are writing a bit right now as we're doing. No, Rob, she doesn't have a long lighter, but you know she always likes to light just one sparkler.
That's it. But she
indoors.
She has the other fireworks, but she won't
precisely
light them. Not till
so,
the 4th.
Jennifer will be bringing by, she likes to go over them. I'll handle that. She likes to go over her collection and then talk about them, and she'll be in at the beginning of the bonus show tomorrow. That worked out well.
Watch your email. That's all I'll say.
When will you play the big 4th of July extravaganza?
When are you going to play that?
I guess we can play it during the bonus show tomorrow. We can close
Absolutely.
Out the bonus show with it. I do love that. Yes.
Yeah, close out the bonus show because those effects you put on that might conflict with the opening of the show. Let's move on. A company that repairs broken and waterlogged phones went through their data and found 48% of people are more likely to have a phone accident on the 4th at any of the day of the year. Memorial Day and Labor Day are next. They say summer in general is the most dangerous time of year for your phone. With more people out last year, they saw an 80% jump in water-related phone issues, a 10% bump in cracked screens, and a 65% increase in lost phones.
And also, your phone is liable to get sticky if you keep eating that watermelon.
Yes. Or cotton candy. Your romantic evening stroll on the
cotton
beach
candy.
is a lot riskier thanks to this. This made news close to home. This right near me. As a matter of fact, I actually had an incident on a beach at this place, and I'll tell you in a second. Officials in Florida have been finding giant holes dug in the middle of beaches, and they think it's connected to a dumb TikTok trend. Basically, you film yourself digging a hole in the sand as deep as you can, and that's it. That's the challenge. Some of the holes left behind are massive.
This is a good challenge for people of Florida, digging a hole.
I'd like to see the guy that had that flag dig one.
Yeah.
Like 5 feet deep and just as wide. And it's a safety hazard because even holes that big can be hard to see in the dark. I fell into a big hole on Sanibel Island.
And really?
Yeah. And it says here in this news story, one place that's been a problem, Sanibel.
Wow.
Off the coast of Fort Myers, right down here where I live, where at least one senior
oh, no.
said she almost fell in one recently. Well, where's the fun in that? It's more fun if you go in there.
I almost fell in a hole.
Yeah, that's me. Making it in. They're just going to whine and they didn't see it. Most people don't actually have a problem with the holes themselves. They just wish people would fill them back in when they're done.
But that's twice the effort.
Holes like that can collapse and trap you, though, so it can be risky. Also, there's a concern about sea turtles wandering into the holes and not being able to get back out.
Speaking of holes, I want to send a tip of the TMOS cap to the DC infrastructure. For a week now, they've been battling a sinkhole on I-270. And
oh, really? The big drag.
Yeah, and it is a traffic issue every day, and every day they report it like it just happened. But it's been there for a week. As if we've got a sinkhole on 270. Well, fix it.
Fix it.
How you can't stop people from doing? Kids do this, right?
Yeah,
it's kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you even stop them from doing it?
Yeah, let's dig a hole. There. You were asking about kids knowing nowadays what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
TikTok, dig a hole. Now, a little something, something. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Was seen recently smashing a champagne glass against his face with such force that it shattered, causing the singer to start bleeding profusely from his forehead at Catch, that's the name of the club in New York, late Tuesday. He says, quote, "I don't give an F, bro. I don't give an S," he said into a microphone before banging the champagne flute against his head, prompting shards of glass to go flying as the crowd screamed in terror. He's 32, and he shared a video of the moment to his Instagram Wednesday morning, writing, quote, "And this is when things turned," with a crying, laughing emoji.
Within that, if you look at that video, for those of you that'll find it within your feed, look stage right, roughly 5 feet from Machine Gun Kelly, and you'll notice the look of what I call regret from Megan Fox, because her eyes become saucers when she realizes that he's bleeding.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he must have been excited. Kelly was celebrating at Catch after performing a sold-out concert at Madison Square Garden. Normally, if Kelly doesn't sell out there, there are no injuries because he just crushes a beer can on his forehead when that happens. There we go. Hey,
and then
funny
didn't he
guy.
Dig a hole?
Yeah, dug a hole on Sanibel. Hey, funny guy, Mike. Funny guy. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're going to have a discussion about connective tissue with old movies.
Love it.
When we return.
It's an airing of the grievances on the latest bonus show. If you haven't heard it yet, here's what you missed.
You have me here to give you a different dimension to the world.
You, Oscar.
Can I celebrate when good things happen to me and you not get mad at me? Is that okay with the show?
Oscar, yes. Bring us good news.
Yes.
If God forbid you ever have any.
I think in your mind, you think that you have everybody figured out.
Yeah, you are the most jealous person I know, but I still love you.
I truly look at you as a younger brother, as I do Rob.
Like, this is fun for me.
The TMOS bonus show is filled with peace, love, and happiness. Share the joy today and get a subscription at MikeOmaraShow.com.
How you teach yourself how to run a board.
Still stinks.
Thank you. The hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated.
Yes.
It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't care if they know. I have this in my hand today. I should have Liquid IV because I'm dehydrated because I'm drinking this crap instead of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier.
Drink it.
Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors, watermelon, lemon, lime, grape, pina colada, and strawberry that is about the most delicious beverage I've ever had. Plus, It has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has CTT, cellular transport technology. It is the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They care about the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get an even better deal when you get 25% off going to liquidiv.com and using our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. This, Oscar, I hope you can focus on the next segment here because it's going to be brief. It's going to be brief, but I have to talk to Rob about
just
this.
Brief.
We've had a sick house here, and Carla's doing better. Thank you for asking. She's doing fine. But early in the week, I was just, I get done doing the show, or I'd be prepping the show, and then I'm just lying around waiting to pick my kid up, and I'm not going anywhere. And it's been,
You're taking care of the family.
Taking care of her, doing some dishes, making food, making lunch for Michael, making dinner for Michael, doing all that. And I realized that, A, she does a tremendous amount more than just slaying the dragon herself and contributing to our family income. But I had some downtime, and when I really, really get totally burned out on everything, all the streaming services, all the HBOs, all of it, I go to TCM, Turner Classic Movies.
Great network.
And the fascinating thing, this is another element when you watch an old movie. You can have fun if there is connective tissue between the stars of that old movie and major pop culture down the road. Especially better if it's a crappy movie, which this was.
Okay.
A horrible movie. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
And old and black and white. And I don't know if you know it or not, but the movie is called Them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
Is it Big Bugs?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. You know it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody bring up Them. The movie, 1950s movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And bring up the cast because I want to make sure.
Doesn't it have the guy who played Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
In this movie.
Hey, that's right.
This is just to my eye. Them had Santa from Miracle on 34th Street.
It had
Brooks from Shawshank Redemption, the old guy
that had the bird.
Yeah.
It had Matt Dillon from Gunsmoke.
James Arness.
That's the name of the actor.
Not Matt Dillon, the actor from There's Something About Mary.
But not that Matt Dillon.
With the teeth.
Yeah. I work with, anyway.
Oh, stop it.
So, yeah, and that, wouldn't it be fun? Oh. Liberating, really. Yeah. Oh, my mom.
Couldn't make that movie today.
I won't say that. But here's the wild card. Bit part. Not even sure if we can find him in the cast. But I believe this movie may have had Spock in it.
Leonard Nimoy? Let me check.
Leonard Nimoy may have been in this movie.
Is it a creature movie?
Yeah.
It's a
nuclear accident that makes huge bugs.
A nuclear accident, and it's ants. It's ants. It's killer ants from hell, and James Whitmore is the hero.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert
from the 19...
It is a crap movie, and James Whitmore gives himself up for the children. He saves the children, and then he gets... The mandibles.
The mandibles
get him on the.
What were the special effects like?
Not great.
The special effects were. Yeah, a lot of this
where
just the claw. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. One thing that's funny is that I do believe that
does work.
That it was inspired. Oh, Fess Parker was in it.
Fess Parker's in it also. That's right. Fess Parker plays the crazy guy that was a pilot that saw the ants.
But I always thought it was an inspiration. I love the movie Matinee, the movie with John Goodman, where he was a William Castle-like filmmaker in the 1960s that made schlock horror movies. And the movie that he was trying to promote was not called Them. It was called Mant.
Mant.
Half man, half ant.
I can get behind Mant.
Mant was great.
Ant-Man.
Nobody's found where there's Spock.
I'm looking right
now. Yes, I just found it. Leonard Nimoy played an army sergeant.
Thank you!
Yay! Good eye.
One movie. You got Matt Dillon, Gunsmoke, legendary TV.
Yes.
Well, it says James Arness.
Yeah.
You have Santa from Miracle on 34th. Edmund Gwenn.
As a scientist.
You have James Whitmore as the star. And by the way, if you want to have fun watching this movie, then if it ever comes on, a classic movie, watch how they try to hide James Whitmore's height. They try, they shoot more shots looking up towards him
because he's short?
Is so little.
Yeah.
He's tiny. You can watch Shawshank Redemption
the
where they didn't
character?
Care. James Whitmore is the detective who's trying to find the
think of those movies are like 40 years apart. Talk about a working actor.
Jeez.
Absolutely spectacular. We have to take a break again. Oh, that's it. So anyway, connective tissue from old movies.
But
give
then
it a
you
try.
Know that Mike watches anything with Fess Parker in it.
Yes. Sneaker alert. We're going to discuss the incredible deals being offered on footwear. This will help for your Christmas shopping, even though it's the end of June.
You can eat.
We'll be right back, everybody, with more fun and more thrills in the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara wants to know.
Do you want us to do a live show?
And the P1s have answered.
I'm Linda Herr from Stanton, Virginia, and I want to party with TMLS this fall at a live show.
I'm Scott Spindler, a.k.a. Steve, from Mars, Pennsylvania, and I want to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
This is O'Mara chick Christy Jordan from West Sacramento, California, and I can't wait to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
After 3 long years, TMOS Nation is ready to party in Las Vegas.
Or the DMV.
What about Northern California?
Well, the best place is obviously Pittsburgh.
Let's not get carried away there, pretty boy.
Hey guys, just name the time and the place and
we'll be there. God, I hope so.
I sure love it when people say things at the same time on a promo. We'll be there. That's fun.
Oh, it is fun. It's also, it's also good in commercials.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When it comes to shoes, they've got to feel as good as they look. Rothy's knits style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker has that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and elevated. There they are. Rob's got his driving loafer there.
Love them.
One-of-a-kind driving loafers come in classic colors, eye-catching patterns, made for the modern man. Men's Health said they were wowed by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they're all sustainably made, machine washable, and built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in and that they're incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, sweatpants, anything in between. We love our Rothy's. You will too. They look amazing.
I've worn them with a suit. And you get compliments. People say those are some fine looking shoes right there.
Looking hip. Find out what all the hype is about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get $20 off your first purchase at Rothys.com/TMOS. That's Rothys.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. And speaking of shoes, it's a weird time. We were talking before the show about where we are and what business you would want to be in this climate.
Well, I asked Mike about being a restaurateur.
Right.
And his thoughts of it, essentially, would we ever think at this point in the economy, even pre-COVID, to open up a restaurant? And he looked at me, he said, you know, one of the best things he's ever done is sell his restaurant.
Yeah, it's just not there's so many different things. Car dealers are hurting.
Yeah.
Restaurateurs are hurting. Retailers are hurting. It's all over. Yeah. It all came
theatrical
about.
Supply stores hurting.
Yes, yes.
If you want wax.
They're selling more sad faces than happy faces.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Very sad, very, very weird time.
But look, I mentioned sneakers on the other side because if you remember during the pandemic, there was this big push for this secondary market of sneakers. This has nothing to do with Rothy's. It has to do with collectibles from Nikes. There are certain websites where you can actually go and bid on a limited edition.
You sneakers. Hit me to this. They're called shoe heads, and Robert was one for a while.
Sneakerheads,
right? Yeah. Robert was one for a while where he was.
They still use the term sneakers, not kicks.
Well, I think the term is sneakerhead. Like that's
sneakerhead.
Like you collect sneakers. You some people
buy and resell.
Go out of their way to. When you receive them, you don't even wear them. They're a collectible that you have in your collection.
Yeah, you save the box and you display them
in the
box.
Isn't there a lot of crime around it, too, where people get rolled or you know, or robbed for having certain kinds of
fraud. And I'm happy you brought that up.
Fraud. Okay. Fraud. Not gun in your face, no, take your sneakers off.
No, there was a lot of that when we were growing up. When I was in high school, remember people would steal your Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
And then they'd throw them over the power line, right?
No, they'd wear them.
Oh, okay.
No, that's another crime. God, you're so white. Anyway.
Making a joke.
That's where we buy marijuana, Mom. So this is
the devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce.
Just briefly, two ask. One is this is all alleged, so this is we're not saying anything that's not in the news cycle. There's one of the places where I have bought when I purchased sneakers, which I thought were collectibles.
Sure.
Not at a high level, just enough to be like, oh, I can't find these in the store. I'll buy them here at a premium. Is StockX.
And would you keep them and not wear them?
Oh,
when
no,
you buy
I would
them?
Wear them because you I'm wear not, them. I'm, right, I'm not, you know, right. I don't, I want to, yeah. I want to wear them. I wear them. And, but you get a little tag that says inspected or certified or authentic. And you're like, okay, fine. I paid a premium. I, at least I know these are real. There are reports now that third parties have, you know, purchased sneakers from this website. And again, this is all alleged, but there are reports in the news that some of these sneakers are fakes that you buy at a premium. So
from a major retailer,
from a major second party retailer, a second party reseller.
So are you? Do you think the person at fault here is the second party reseller by not verifying?
They have to authenticate. They have to authenticate the sneakers real.
Right. Right.
Well, I mean, when you talk about a second party retailer, that's hinky right there, right?
Correct.
That's getting the car that's already been driven.
You're
right?
buying the used car from a used car dealership.
But it's like also, it's like eBay. I mean, it can be quite credible.
And authentication.
Authentication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it lends itself to more
fraud.
Yeah.
Well,
tomfoolery.
You all remember when we were younger, I don't know.
Chicanery.
That you could, there were always rumors you could buy.
F***ery.
Now that's,
I'm sorry.
That's too far.
Sorry.
Way, way, way over the line, private.
You probably remember where you had, when I went to China, where you could get these designer knockoffs from the factory, but at a different price. But it was like the real deal because it was the same, they fell off the truck somehow.
Okay.
So how much would a really middle of the road,
$400.
But good. $400.
For a pair of sneakers. Yes.
Wow.
So
when I think back in the day where we wore, you know, canvas, and I'm not talking about sneakers, we'd wear canvas.
Yeah, literal
just
canvas.
Just wrapped around our feet.
The last time I paid $400 for a pair of shoes, they corrected a very serious problem.
But you were running away from those bullies.
I was.
Yeah.
Run, well, he was Robbie, trying. Run.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to.
Yeah, and then they broke free, and then finally you realized
no,
they had been corrected.
No, with Rob they didn't.
No, no,
with
no
Rob,
they didn't. They beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, he fell. That's it. So what's the the status now?
So right now there's a huge move. Well, first two things have happened.
Yeah.
The demand for these type of second party collectibles have gone down because a lot of these individuals are starting to have they don't have the freedom of the income, the free income. Where they could just buy shoes on the secondary market all the time.
Okay.
Basically, the recession has hit that market. So,
I think that watches, I've paid attention to watches, where watches, which I'm sitting there and I'm having a discussion with a bunch of guys. Well, you know what a secondary high-end watch is now on the market? I said, what? It's this much money. I said, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. No, there's no way. And then that has already come.
Yeah,
that's
so everything's coming down.
That's
everything's
coming down.
Yeah, it's coming down.
That's it. Right.
And then... So I start doing a deeper dive because I'm like, I wonder if the sneakers I'm wearing are like fake Nikes because they don't feel like I thought they would feel. Like they're just a little off, right?
Where do they feel off?
They feel off because they started falling apart.
Okay, so it's not the fit. It's the craftsmanship.
Yes, it's the quality.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. So I write the place and I'm like, hey.
Hello?
Hello. 2 years ago,
you write the place that the secondary marketplace.
Yeah, yeah. And I attach,
online.
Yes, and I attach like
a photo of a broken sneaker.
Yeah, of it peeling off.
Not broken. That's not the word.
And I say, I'm concerned that the transaction we made in the summer of 2021 might have fallen to this storyline that I'm hearing that there's the improper authentication. And this is how much the links I will go. I had a picture of a similar sneaker that I had purchased. I like the sneaker so much that I bought a second pair on the secondary market.
Very nice.
Yes.
What color were they?
Neon green. And
naturally.
I know, not shocking.
Yeah.
So I send them a picture of the sneaker I was like, this one is older than this one, and this one's already fallen apart. Is there a way to confirm authentication?
And he got an email back that said, LOL.
Anything?
I got a form letter back.
Oh,
that
dear.
Said, please, like with a label to the transaction. I had stated the transaction for a full refund. No apology, no questions. And my question to you is this.
Yeah.
Is this damage control? Or
of course
is this,
it is.
100,000%.
You caught them with their pants down and they
want
you to go
away. You got them at the right
time.
They get that money back before they litigate. And did they give you a timetable on when you're going to get your money back?
Well, they said as soon as the sneakers arrive that they'll send over the cash.
You're
going to
send them back?
Yeah. Say, yes. Well, I've already sent them.
Did you ask them about your broken TV too?
Yeah. Everything's falling apart. What's happening?
Caveat
emptor. Absolutely.
Yes.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with Soundtown. You are listening. You got a split, don't you, Oscar?
Yes,
do you have to get out of here?
Thank you, Oscar.
Oscar's got a split. Rob will come back with Soundtown right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Beware, buyer.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you d-goss.
I said good day.
Welcome back. Boy, you know what? Focus on the show. I am sitting here getting ready to tell you about Dadgrass, and I'm drifting off to tomorrow's show already, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I look
that's
forward.
How excited.
I look
that's
forward to compiling some things tonight.
Oh, gosh, we're going to have some fun tomorrow. Welcome back. Dadgrass is our sponsor for this segment. Mellower vibes are just a drop or a toke away with Dadgrass. Dadgrass will take you back. Just sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth.
Smooth.
Chill out without getting stoned. And now, all things Muskgrass celebrate Sweet George with special edition George Harrison pre-rolled joints or merch. Great for any Beatles fan who needs to chill. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the good old US of A. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. And now, Soundtown.
Soundtown. We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
This was trending on Twitter yesterday, and I like it not so much for what the guy did, but for the reaction. Because he's an elementary school janitor, and there's an assembly, and he's called up to do a mic check. Because they're getting ready for the assembly. So in front of
him, are kids still in school now?
Well, I think this video trended, even though it might be a couple weeks old, the video itself.
Gotcha. All right.
And so there's like, it looks like a lot of first and second graders in the front, you know, sitting cross-legged on the floor, getting ready for the assembly. And his sound check, he belts out Journey, and the crowd goes wild.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, God.
He's
this
great.
Is the janitor?
The janitor.
And is it playing in the background?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's so good.
Isn't that great?
It's so hard to do.
I know. And the fact is that they probably never thought for a moment he had a singing voice, and he goes in and he busts out. I think that's really cool.
He's probably heard the song on Mom and Dad's car forever, yeah. These kids, uh-huh. Right? That's awesome.
And the janitor gets it. He doesn't look like a rock star, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that much.
I got to check that out.
Ted
really.
Cruz is upset.
Really?
Yes, because Elmo got his COVID shot. So
really?
Yeah. So Ted Cruz is going anti-Muppet now because he's encouraging.
I don't understand.
Well, he doesn't want the kids to be influenced by Elmo to think they need to get their COVID shot. So anyway, here's Elmo getting his COVID shot.
Getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay.
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Elmo loves you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
I didn't know Elmo had a daddy. That's the most controversial Sesame Street PSA since Snuffleupagus had syphilis.
Somebody tell Ted Cruz, yeah, he had a dad. Elmo had a dad. And they were thinking about terminating the pregnancy. But they didn't, so he'll be happy to.
I don't know how you would do that to a puppet, but
I don't know.
Mike, Oscar has said before that if you could harness the power of a weed smoker back when weed was illegal, it would be incredible because all they think about is getting weed, right? They're
right,
focused.
Right.
They're laser-like focused. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fat people are not all that different. Here's an emergency hack if you really need a donut, but you don't have a donut.
If you put enough frosting on a piece of bread, it's almost like a donut.
So it's basically Wonder Bread with chocolate icing.
Can I hear that again, please?
Yes, of course.
I think I might need you to send that along.
Okay, okay. Here we go, Mike. He's the fat guy here.
If you put enough frosting on a piece of bread, it's almost like a donut.
And on the
I
way,
I like that sound at the very end.
Mike, on the way home, he had Chinese.
Why are you in your pajama bottoms already? Oh, you just got out of the shower? Come over and say hi to Mr. Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I was checking my calendar, and someone has a birthday coming up sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yes. What are you into right now? If you were to get a really spectacular birthday gift, what would it be? Like a book? Socks? What do you like?
A math book.
A math book? Something with fractions?
Get him a good math book.
Math books are fun, and they never stop giving. His face has gone to a zero.
Get out of here. I got to finish the show.
Bye, Michael.
See you later. No, don't. No, you're not playing the drums. No.
No, nobody plays the drums in that house.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Mike, have you ever had just a really bad day?
Yes.
Yes. How about this family in Ohio that came home a month ago, and because of a mixed up work order, the roof was removed from their house because they got the address wrong on the work order. And
so
they just
took all the shingles or the tile or whatever's on their roof off?
I mean, Mike, the house was open to the sky.
What, they lifted the whole structure off?
Yes, and they came home to that. And so far, nothing has been done about it.
My daughter came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of our house. It was a mistake. It should have been fixed, but no one will do it.
So no one will do it. That's a
well, America. That's fantastic, isn't it? That's great.
Oh, you meant West Franklin Street.
Wow. That's and nobody's like nobody's coming back to make it right.
No one's making it right yet. So wish them all the best. Until then, I at least wish them good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go from Idaho to Utah, Mike. A truck overturned, and in it was 200 beehives. And so bees are sort of at a premium right now. Bees, there's been a bee shortage, and I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard that Roundup, the herbicide, has killed a lot of bees.
Global warming might be part contributing of it to this.
But right? Mike, They had to try to catch all the bees from 200 hives.
This time of the year, we often see semi-trucks traveling down the highway with hundreds of hives on them, and it almost always goes without fail. It's sad to see, but it does happen. We've been slowly going through the hives, looking to see what's been damaged, what hasn't, and unfortunately, more is damaged than not.
Every bee counts. You want to rush up and see if you can help.
I guess, I mean, what do you, you can't really use a net, can you?
That's the bumper sticker. Every bee counts.
Every bee counts. That's why I have two in my name.
Amen. Because that's what we should do. I like that. Every bee counts.
Every bee counts.
What? How about truckers that are hauling bees or anything that's really sick? How about we hold them to the same standard as, say, brain surgeons? You know, no room for error.
Exactly.
Maybe you go a little slower instead of driving like an a-hole where you're going to tip over your bees, for Christ's sake.
But Mike, let's put a little smile on that story. What do you suppose Chris Farley would have said if he had encountered that?
Bees, they're tearing my flesh off.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hate this every year because it's always the same look, but they have crowned the world's ugliest dog.
I know, sick of this. I know, it's so stupid,
but let's close with this.
A Chihuahua mix named Mr. Happy Face was recently crowned the world's ugliest dog. They knew it was a winner when the other dog started sniffing its face.
That's all I got. Thanks for coming to SoundCloud.
I like that. That's good. That's good. You see its face look like its ass.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Are we over-explaining this?
Why not? We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, bonus show. Jennifer Wisniewski will bring fireworks by. That's all you need to know. Rob and I are going to get out of here right now and chat about that for a second. We'll take a power. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Pony Boy Matt Bloom, also Oscar Santana, and Mr. Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye and ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.